All right. Now, I'm really pleased to be welcoming to the show someone who's a known guest to a lot of our people, to a lot of people who listen to the show regularly. And I'm always pleased to be talking with her. She's co-initiator and spokesperson for Refuse Fascism, Sansara Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, you too. Well, let's jump into this because we're going to go, I think, about 20 minutes and see what happens. Or 18 minutes, 20 minutes, and we'll see what happens.
And I hope while we're talking, people call in and say, damn it, I want to give money. I really love Michael's show because it's really important. So I just want to say that.
That's good. Say it again.
I will in the middle, too. The whole station is really important, but Michael, you do things that people need that you can't get anywhere else, and you talk about revolution, you talk about the truth that's not covered elsewhere. You bring people a lot of breadth, and you bring people a lot of science, and I just think, people, you should call in and support Michael Slate's show. Okay, let's
All right, good. And it's 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. All right, Sansara, look, it's been you've been very much involved. You've been part of helping to lead this whole campaign that's been developing over the last, since Trump actually came into office, this whole campaign to drive out the Trump-Pence regime. And basically, at the same time as you've been involved in that, and other people have been coming up with getting involved in it as well, the regime itself has been steadily moving to consolidate this fascist regime and push ahead with all the stuff that they're doing. Tell people, how bad is the situation? What is the situation? How bad is it?
Well, you know, we have now several times had the Republican head of the Senate Foreign Relations Council come out, Bob Corker, and warn the world that Donald Trump is putting us on the path towards World War III. And this is not, you know, what they call a dove. This is not what you call a peacenik. This is somebody who himself is a stone cold imperialist. He's a racist. He's a reactionary Republican conservative who is coming out and saying Donald Trump is putting all of us on the path towards World War III. I think it would be very difficult to overstate the danger that we're facing. And not just we in a small sense. I mean we as in global humanity. We're looking at a threat of a nuclear holocaust. I mean, Donald Trump told the world that he would, in front of the UN, with no shame, no pause, no hedging of his words, he said to the world in front of the UN, I will completely destroy North Korea. Not just the regime, which would be bad enough, not just the weapons, you know, installations, which would be bad enough, but the whole country, 26 million people. We're talking about a genocide, and no one should kid themselves that Donald Trump, someone who says that the Central Park Five should still be in jail, you know, five people who were wrongfully imprisoned, black and Latino men who were wrongfully imprisoned as teenagers for years and were finally exonerated and let out, and Donald Trump says they should still be in prison, that Donald Trump, who brags about sexual assault, that Donald Trump, who looked at the Nazis and the white supremacists carrying torches in Charlottesville after they murdered Heather Heyer and said, I saw very fine people in that crowd. No one should kid themselves that Donald Trump is not as big a threat as the Republican head of the Foreign Relations Council can see him as, which is, you know, really threatening global humanity with World War III. And this is, you know, there's a lot of dimensions to the danger he poses and the whole regime. It's Pence, too. It's Jeff Sessions, too. It's Tillerson. It's the whole regime. It's John Kelly, who is supposed to be, a lot of people thought he'd be the force for reason, who's come out and backed everything that Trump is doing, all of his threats and his lies, not surprisingly. John Kelly, who was the architect of Guantanamo torture island. But this is full red alert, and it's not a localized danger. It's a global danger. So I think, you know, this is something we have to be sober about. This is something we have to confront, and this is something that, frankly, is being normalized. It's being downplayed. People are being coaxed into thinking it's bad. Yes, we all hate him, but somehow we have to get through it. And the whole point of RefuseFascism.org and the whole plan for the November 4th protests, which are a launch to an ongoing, sustained movement, is that you don't try to weather the storm when the storm is remaking the country and the world in a fascist way. You have to stand up, and we have to take the responsibility to not become normalized, to not become accommodated to this, and to use the power that we do have to go out into the streets and nonviolent political protest and take it upon ourselves to drive this illegitimate white supremacist, woman-hating, xenophobic nightmare of a regime out of power.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me this, actually, and this is extremely important because it's like this is exactly the point that people need to hear. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, though, is like you were saying, literally every branch of the government has been taken over by fascists, if you look at it. I mean, they've done it, like, you know, it's not like been just like sweeping in and, you know, they ride in with their tanks and everything else and they take over everything. But it's been done in a very, you know, what seems to be, you know, it's like they rush and do it and then they do a little settling in. They let people get some breath and then they rush and do it again. But there's been all these things that are happening, and their base has certainly been mobilized in a big way. But also, Refuse Fascism has actually stepped up and spoken about the need to close the gap between, and I'll quote this, between the extreme danger posed by the Trump-Pence regime and the level of mass resistance to it. Let's talk about that, because at some point, you know, there is a point about it. You don't want it to, you know, you can't be too late. You can't say, oh, well, we wanted to do this, but we were too late. So let's talk about that.
Well, I think the first thing you said about every branch of government is now being controlled by fascists, by part of this fascist wing of the Republican Party, and that's true. And, you know, a lot of people were very heartened when Senator Flake stood in front of the world the other day and said, I can't go along, I can't normalize, I can't be a party to the incivility and the crassness and the undermining of U.S. democracy that Trump is, you know, imposing. And people took heart in that. And it was very heavy, some of the things that Flake said. But notice what happened. It was not a domino effect. No other Republicans stepped forward and joined in. The Democrats were silent. Flake himself is resigning. Steve Bannon and the Trump camp are celebrating because this means that they're going to have fuller consolidation and free reign to impose their full fascist program unobstructed. And I think this is one example. Many examples could be given where there's no one in power who is going to stop this regime. There's no one up there. There's not a referee. This is not a little league soccer game where if somebody breaks the rules, the adults come in and say, oh, you can't do that. You can't shove people and knock them down. You got to play by the rules. Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief of the sole superpower in the world, and he's remaking the rules. He's remaking the norms, and every branch of government is falling in line. And they put up, you know, they put up a little bit of resistance here and there, but eventually the program slams forward, and they fall in line. And the Democrats, they've expressed differences, but they've enabled this. You know, when Trump ended DACA, the very next day, you had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer grinning ear to ear, proud as could be, to be getting a photo op with Donald Trump over some budget that they passed. Bipartisanship. Oh, look what and over the lives and the dreams and the aspirations and the terror that was coursing through immigrant communities. That very minute, that very hour, this is what the Democrats were doing. Collaborating with and normalizing and facilitating this fascist Trump-Pence regime. This is what the Republicans all the way up and down are doing. This is what is happening in the media. You know, they complain about what Trump does, but they normalize Trump. Every day you listen to the talking heads on CNN, even MSNBC, forget about Fox, and they're sitting there on CNN and MSNBC, they at best make fun of Trump. They pick apart some of the mistruths. They won't call them lies, you know, and they tell you, oh, he's ineffectual. He's getting nothing done. This is a lie. He's getting a huge amount done, and it's moving fast, and it's happening. And my point in saying this is that in America, it's deeply embedded in the culture here that politics is something you leave to others. You know, maybe every few years you cast a ballot, and if you really don't like what's happening in the meantime, you write a letter to Congress, you write a letter, and you ask somebody else to take care of it for you. And a lot of people's political life and political action has been leaving the driving to others or pressuring others to do the right thing. This is a moment we have to recognize it's on us to do the right thing. That's what November 4th, that's what Refuse Fascism is saying, is that we have to go into the streets. We have to make the demand. This nightmare must end. The Trump Pence regime must go. We have to demand that. And everybody should ask themselves. You know, we look back at the people who went along during the rise and consolidation of Nazi Germany, and everybody's asked themselves, how could they do it? How could they go along? Well, ask yourself now, are you going to be somebody who sits back and goes on about your life? You know, maybe grumbles, maybe complains, maybe is disgusted, but goes on about your life as fascism is consolidated in America, or and hopes somebody else takes care of it? Or are you going to be somebody who changes? Who changes what you do and how you live and says, no, it's my responsibility. And not just my responsibility to make lifestyle changes, but my responsibility to wake up my neighbors and my friends and organize them to join me. Because if we had all the people who are sick at heart, even starting with 3% of the people who are sick at heart and disgusted by what Trump and Pence are imposing, if we went into the streets and we said, no, we're not letting this happen, and we're not just asking, we're demanding, and we're not going back to normal as long as normal is taking us on a path towards nuclear holocaust. We're going into the streets. We start November 4th. It's a mass nonviolent political protest all over the country to demand this regime must go. But what's different? Well, the difference is two things. One, we're making the demand the regime must go. We're recognizing that until they're driven from power, they're going to keep slamming ahead. They can't be, you know, moderated. They have to be driven out. And two, we're going to keep coming back. It's not just a one-day thing. We're going to come back day after day and grow. And we're going to start with thousands, and we're going to grow to tens of thousands, and we're going to call forward millions. So the question really is for people, are you going to be part of stepping forward and starting that and fighting for others to join? Because everybody has a responsibility. We didn't pick this time. We didn't choose to be born or come of age or experience our middle age or our twilight years or wherever we are in our lives. We didn't choose to live in a time and a moment in history where literally the future of direction of the world is being determined by a madman, a demented bully with his finger on the nuclear trigger, who's in charge. We didn't pick it, but this is what we have, and we're responsible for which way this goes. And right now, it's going in a dangerous direction, and nobody in power is going to stop it. The people are going to have to stop it. That's on us. That's our responsibility. That's also something we're capable of. And we're not alone. But we have to have the courage to act. We have to have the courage to act together. And we have to do it before it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, and this is extremely important, because in the midst of what you're listening to you and listening to what you're saying about this, I thought about, okay, there's an importance to everything you're saying. There's an importance to this, to everything you're saying, and including to the fact that actually this kind of movement is the kind of movement that is absolutely needed, and its demands, how it's being carried out in the street, its demands, and all this. This is actually what is really capable of doing this, as you were saying. At the same time, now you're also faced with something else, because there has been a concerted attack on Refuse Fascism and on, you know, the whole idea of what's being planned over this next period of time. Let's talk about that. It's been attacks from all the various Nazis that have been out there, from Alex Jones to whoever, you know, just issuing all kinds of things, including stormtroopers, the day-to-day in the street stormtroopers that seem to be writing in and you know, making all these comments about things. And this is a very real and serious thing, particularly if you're talking about the kind of movement we're talking about having.
Yeah, I think this is really important too. So if right now we refusefascism.org, which is a group for everybody from whatever political perspective you're coming from, if you want the nightmare that Trump Pence are imposing, you belong in this movement. We should be working together, learning from each other, uniting, and even if we have big differences in world outlook, we all agree we don't want a fascist America. We're working together on this. And we're calling for mass, nonviolent political protest in a sustained way to drive the regime out. There's been, because of that, and I think out of a recognition of just how powerful what we're planning is, and how much potential it holds because of how deep the fear and outrage at what Trump and Pence are doing, because of how deep that is, I think there's a recognition on the part of Trump supporters, various fascist forces, and the regime itself probably on different levels. They feel threatened by, politically threatened by, what we're calling for. And they know that it has power. And so they have launched, and it's been growing over the last month and a half, but it really took a leap a couple weeks ago when Alex Jones picked this up. Alex Jones, who's a infamous nut job, lunatic conspiracy theorist, who's also a fascist and a white supremacist and a confidant and friend of Donald Trump's. And he has an internet radio program Trump has been on several times. He's been invited on the phone with Trump and all of this. So these are, you know, I wish we could say they're just lunatic fringe on the edge, but they're lunatic fringe with connections to power. They've been putting out this lie. I think they've recognized and they're worried about this movement to drive the Trump-Pence regime from power. So they've been putting out the lie that, that really this is not nonviolent protest we're planning. Really, there's a civil war being planned by leftist, Antifa, communists, all of this. And they're trying to scare people away from participating in November 4th by spreading lies. And at the same time, they're whipping up huge amounts of threats from white supremacists and Nazi forces, which have been growing. I mean, violence against protesters, we saw that in Charlottesville, that Heather Heyer was murdered, but many anti-racist protesters were beaten and hospitalized by these white supremacists who came out and marched. And so, you know, these are credible threats of violence that are being marshaled against the protests that we're planning. And I think, you know, this only to us underscores, one, why everybody, you know, if you're listening, you should not only come out on the 4th and defy these threats and stand up and say, no, we won't have a future. We reject a future like this where people are terrorized out of expressing their opposition to the attacks on immigrants, to their opposition to the violent sexual degradation of women, where people are terrorized out of standing up against the nuclear holocaust, against the North Korean people. We won't be intimidated by that, but also that this is we have to get the word out to everybody about what November 4th actually is. This is a serious movement to join with, and so we got to spread the word on our social media. We got to spread the word with our friends, into our church groups, into our mosques, into our campuses, into our networks, whatever they are, atheist meetup, whatever your network is, spread the word of what November 4th actually is. This is a movement, a mass nonviolent movement that we're launching, a political protest to demand the end and the ouster of this regime in the name of humanity. And the last thing I want to say about this is that these threats against protest, you know, they actually are, they're unleashed by this regime. It was Donald Trump who campaigned and kept saying at his rallies, I want to punch that protester in the face. It was Donald Trump who said, I long for the days when protesters were carried out on stretchers. This fascism is a remaking of the state. It's a form of open, blatant dictatorship that and rule through terroristic violence from the state against people who are demonized, xenophobic nationalism and anti-Muslim bigotry and white supremacy, all of that from the state, as well as from the mob that it unleashes. And so these threats against the protests that we're doing are not different than. They're part of this fascist rise, the fascist regime and the rise of fascism in America. And they actually make it even more important that people stand up and defy this and drive the regime out before it's too late. And we pledge on for reduced fascism that we're very serious about leading people to stand together, to have each other's backs, to come out in numbers that grow and grow and that make it the best possible circumstances for the safety of people standing up, but even more than that, for the future safety of people all over the world. Because if we allow them to intimidate us, we're giving them the future, and it is a nightmare. It is a nightmare that should not be accepted. And so, you know, it makes it, like I said, all the more important. RefuseFascism.org. You should go to the website. You should sign up to come out and protest in Los Angeles at Pershing Square, Saturday, November 4th at 2 p.m. We're having protests in New York, in Chicago, in Atlanta, in Houston, in Cleveland, in Seattle. We're having them all over the country. Find the protest nearest you or plan your own and spread the word. The more people come out, the stronger we are in stopping this regime, and the stronger we are in standing up and turning back the intimidation and giving heart to others so that we can grow, because we're going to go forward. After November 4th, we're going to have student walkouts. We're going to have protests in an ongoing way that grow, a lot like what happened in actually what happened in South Korea over the end of last year and early this year, where thousands and eventually millions kept coming out night after night, night after night, night after night in nonviolent protests until they created the kind of situation they drove their president out. We need to do that here in the name of humanity. Mm-hmm. We must refuse to accept a fascist America. That's our responsibility, and it's something we have the power to do.
All right, Sansara, we're going to have to get into the fundraising portion of the show now, unfortunately,
yeah.
But fortunately as well. But I do want to actually say one thing. If people want to get in touch with Refuse Fascism Los Angeles, you can call 323-946-1742. That's 323-946-1742. Or you can email them at socal@refusefascism.org. And you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. Sansara, you know, maybe we can have you back again next Friday as we're sitting on the day before. That would be kind of cool. I'd like to.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd like that. You know, one other thing I just want to mention before I jump off is that I really recommend everybody get into this more deeply. I would go to rebcom.us as well. It's the website for Revolution Newspaper. And Bob Avakian,
who's
the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, gave a talk recently on that went very deeply into why the Trump-Pence regime must go and how we've gotten in this situation with the fascist regime in power, what that has to do with the whole history of this country, the white supremacy, the role of this country in the world, what it's done, and why there's a fascist regime in power and how and why it is possible to drive it out. This is an incredible talk, a very deep Q&A that follows it. It's a great resource. I would make the time, pop it in on your computer or your phone, listen to it. It's about an hour long, and then the Q&A is very deep. And this is it's fuel. It's intellectual, ideological, and scientific, and frankly heart-filled fuel for us to understand what we're up against and to come together to actually rise to this challenge before us. So I want to recommend that as an extraordinary resource, and I want to thank you for having this conversation, and I hope that a lot of people take this to heart and go to both those websites, revcom.us and refusefascism.org, and let's work together on this.
All right, Sansara, talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye now. All right, you're listening.